You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Why has Brazil suspended its deal to purchase Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine? When will India's hospitality sector revive? And what do experts think about the report suggesting underreporting of COVID deaths in India? Welcome back to a brand new episode of COVID Fight Podcast, where you'll find the answers to all these questions and more. I'm your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I will bring to you the latest updates on the pandemic from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at the country's infection tally. India logged close to 46,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. of June 30. The daily death toll remained below 1,000 for the third consecutive day. And according to the Union Health Ministry, the daily toll is the lowest in 81 days. Now let's share some good news about the Bharat Biotech's Covaxin. The US's National Institute of Health has said that the vaccine developed by Bharat Biotech in collaboration with Indian Council of Medical Research effectively neutralizes both alpha and delta variants of coronavirus. The NIH said that the results of two studies of blood serum from people who had received Covaxin suggests that the vaccine generates antibodies that effectively neutralize both variants. However, in another update on the export of Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, Brazil has suspended a $324 million contract for COVID vaccine from India, following accusations of irregularities in the deal, the South American country's health minister said on June 30. Nonetheless, the Hyderabad-based pharma company insists that it has not received any advance payments from the Brazilian government. The Indian drug maker's statement read, and I quote, "As of 29th June 2021, Bharat Biotech has not received any advance payments nor supplied any vaccines to MOH Brazil. Bharat Biotech has followed a similar approach towards contracts, regulatory approvals and supplies in several countries worldwide where Covaxin is being supplied successfully." Now moving on to the badly hit hospitality industry. Rating agency ICRA has said that the second wave of coronavirus pandemic has derailed the recovery of the hospitality industry. And now, it is expected to return to pre-COVID levels only in 2023-24. Commenting on the scenario, an ICRA sector executive has said that the intensity of COVID 2.0 has been far steeper than the first one, and it has put a temporary brake on the industry's recovery path. She said that the situation is still evolving and remains contingent on the pace of vaccination, efficacy of vaccines, high infection rates, and the possibility of a third COVID wave. Now, the government has extended the ban on scheduled international commercial passenger flights until July 31. The ban was imposed in March 2020, when the first national lockdown was imposed, and international travel has been banned since. However, flights under the air bubble agreements and international all-cargo operations do not come under these restrictions. Next up, let's find out what experts have to say about the underreporting of COVID deaths in India. As the debate on the underreporting of fatalities heats up, economists at SBI said that the shortfall in reporting deaths is not a new phenomenon in the country. They added that one of the prime reasons for underreporting deaths is that many of them happened without victims getting any medical attention. The SBI report comes against the backdrop of incidents like bodies floating in the Ganga River or just thrown from bridges, while some estimates suggest that actual fatality rate can be as high as 10 times the number that has been reported. Moving on, here are updates on the pandemic from around the world. Australia has extended lockdown and social distancing measures to more of the country, while four major cities are already under a hard lockdown in a race to contain the outbreak of the Delta variant. Around 1 in 2 Australians are under stay-at-home orders, with millions of others subjected to movement curbs and mandatory mask wearing amid COVID-19 flare-ups in several locations. We're sure there's some confusion in mixing vaccine doses. Now, yet another study has suggested that the alternating doses of Oxford AstraZeneca and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines generate a robust immune response against COVID-19, This is according to a study led by researchers from the University of Oxford in UK. The yet-to-be-published study found that both mixed schedules, Pfizer followed by AstraZeneca and vice versa, induced high concentrations of antibodies against the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein when doses were administered 4 weeks apart. The spike protein helps the virus to infect and enter human cells, and the current vaccines are targeted against it. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.